In this powerful session, David addresses two seemingly overwhelming areas of getting healed, depression and addiction. David will share his years of experience in treating depression and how to be victorious in dealing with addictions. In both instances, he'll show you how to live a fulfilled, joyful life beyond these sometimes debilitating areas of life. He will also discuss the most powerful self-help group in modern culture and how you can benefit from its existence if you are struggling with an addiction. To begin, David defines depression and ways to overcome it.
We have all experienced as humans feeling hopelessness and desperation and negative feelings. But we're afraid of depression because we don't know an easy out for depression. If you're angry, you can shout and jump and all. And if you're fearful, you can look for reassurance someplace. But when you're depressed, you feel sort of cut off from others and all on your own. One of the best ways to handle depression is to discuss it with other people and talk about the fact you're feeling down about one thing or another right now. And people will give you feedback. So there's a sort of trust to the general human energy. There is really a surprising willingness to help other human beings. I discovered that in New York City. For instance, if you're feeling down and you're standing outside of a building and there's a doorman, and you say to the doorman, "I don't know what's the matter with me, I'm really feeling down today." Surprisingly, the doorman will usually say to you, "Yeah, I get those periods too, and here's what I do about it," and then everybody's talking about it. So there's a general helpfulness in humankind that you don't realize until you call upon it. I think joining a therapeutic organization, people classically, they go to church, they join the church choir, they have group discussions of theology in various churches. You go to where there is some kind of group dynamic. The 12-step groups are one of the most profoundly powerful, strong ways of overcoming a great variety of problems, social isolation amongst others. So there are a great many avenues for help in today's world that really didn't exist when I was younger. If you were an alcoholic, you just died of it.